This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump now going after Robert Mueller, the special prosecutor who yesterday said that President Trump's former campaign chairman Paul Manafort broke his plea deal by lying to investigators in the Russia probe. Today on Twitter, the president describes Mueller as, quote, only looking at one side and not the other. He says his team is, quote, ruining lives for them refusing to lie. He also once again called the probe a, quote, phony witch hunt. On another matter,
and I said, you know, this country's done a lot for General Motors. You better get back in there soon.
That's President Trump telling reporters what he told General Motors CEO Mary Barra after learning that GM is going to shut down five plants in the U.S. and Canada and cut nearly 15,000 jobs. A bombing's killed three American service members in Afghanistan today. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
A winter storm packing some very treacherous weather is now heading into the far northeast after battering much of the Midwest yesterday. The National Weather Service says heavy rains are predicted to turn to snow in New England. Upstate New York and northern Maine could see over a foot of snow. Winter storm warnings still in effect throughout the northeast because of it. Romaine lettuce will soon be back on the shelves across America. Just before Thanksgiving, the FDA urged restaurants, grocers, and consumers to throw out all their romaine lettuce because of an E. coli scare. The outbreak did sicken over 40 people in 12 states. The FDA releasing a statement now saying the most likely source of the contamination was from lettuce grown in California's central coast. It added the romaine growing season in that region is over now, so romaine that's coming to the shelves is now going to be fine. The highest paid TV host in 2018 was Judge Judy, according to Forbes. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Ohio is now the first state that will accept Bitcoin for tax payments. The state treasurer says they've launched OhioCrypto.com, a website where people can use cryptocurrency to pay. The state will charge a minimal fee to businesses using that method of payment. Bitcoin is currently the only currency accepted by the website. A federal judge is throwing out a lawsuit against President Trump's hotel near the White House. The judge yesterday dismissing that lawsuit that was filed last year by owners of the Cork Wine Bar, who claimed the Trump Hotel International has an unfair business advantage because it's affiliated with President Trump. They argue that Trump's influence made foreign leaders, lobbyists, and government officials more likely to book at his hotel. D.C. District Court Judge Richard Leone said in his ruling, quote, there are constitutional questions of profound weight and import lurking within this case. However, he added the restaurant owners failed to make a claim of unfair competition. and there aren't as many offices throwing holiday parties this season. A new survey, 35% it finds, of American companies will not be throwing an office holiday party. The cancellations this year, not due to the economy, rather, but researchers saying it's a response to the Me Too movement. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's the way we roll, and thank you for being part of the solution, not adding to the problem. We got plenty of problems to deal with. We need people who are, as Lou Euler would say, are willing to man their oars and be adding to the proposition of America's opportunity here. Thank you for doing that. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez, and Andrew Yarrow is back to talk with us about his book, Man Out, Men on the Sidelines of American Life. Andrew, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks, Bill. It's a pleasure to be back.
Well, Andrew, you know, this has been, just to bring everybody up to speed, we've been hearing more and more about how men have been marginalized and set aside, and that continues to be the case, whether it's with, you know, graduate degrees, you know, how many men are graduating as opposed to women. More women are graduating than men. You know, the glass ceiling that you once talked about that was there for women, it's like a lot of men are not even, you know, they seem to just be, you know, I don't want to say victims, and you try to avoid that as well in your book and trying to victimize men. This is a snapshot of the real world today in 21st century America, that we're losing out on a resource here, and we need to look at this issue that may be systemic, right?
That's right, Bill. Men have a lot of problems, or many men have a lot of problems. Many more are doing well, but an awful lot are having trouble with work, family, relationships, addictions, health, etc. And it tends to be an issue that doesn't get a lot of coverage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's, you know, is it because the feminist movement has been so effective in taking over the narrative that it's drowning out, or is it just that men, you know, feel like, look at the field is unfair, it's imbalanced, and I don't have a fair shot at it, so I'm just going to give up. What's happening here?
Yeah, I think there is a good bit of that. You know, the narrative has basically been, as you suggest, that women are the victims, and of course, historically, women have been, you know, the less powerful, less, you know, had the sex, had the worst jobs, etc. And, you know, many women are victims. But the problem is, you know, when you look at men who are struggling, that's kind of politically incorrect, mm-hmm. and that sort of mainstream narrative is that, you know, the only reason to talk about men is men is the problem. Men are the sexual assaulters, the harassers, you know, the pigs, the guys who don't get it, mm-hmm. you know, are made fun of, you know, for mansplaining, mm-hmm. things like that.
Exactly. Well, this has been a long time coming. I mean, whether we saw it in, you know, regular TV series was the dehumanization. I mean, we went from, you know, when you and I were growing up, father knows best. Now, father knows nothing. Father is zero. And, you know, there's been an attack on males, no doubt male incarceration, all time high. I mean, all this stuff is bound to have an impact on our society as men have been marginalized and taken off the playing field. But, you know, at the very heart of men, which I'm encouraged, Andrew, is that, you know, our nature, our very nature is competitive. We just need to be told, hey, look at that, and maybe encouraged to, you know, get back in the fray of things. You know, our culture needs men on the playing field. We don't need you sidelined. Look at, you know, the feminists came in with a roar. They were backed up by the media and all this. But look at what expense, at the expense of your family, your children, and your wives, your ex-wives, you know, girlfriends and all that have been devastated because men have a key role here. You cannot deny that. You can marginalize it for a short period of time. But, you know, as you and Dr. Warren Farrell and I, you know, had a conversation about, as Dr. Farrell, who has all girls, goes, you know, I start getting concerned about, you know, what kind of man is my daughter going to have available to marry if, you know, the men are reduced to their lowest common denominator, right?
Yeah. I mean, you're right. In terms of your daughter, there are a lot of young women who think, you know, there aren't good men out there, and it's true. You know, nearly 3 out of 5 college graduates now are women. You know, men don't seem to be doing as well in college, boys in school and K-12. And, you know, a lot of men, young men, seem lost. I mean, I talk about the so-called lost boys in my book, the millennial generation. People under about 36, and you've got nearly 3 in 10 who are not working, and you've got a somewhat higher percentage who are living at home with their parents or relatives, and a higher percentage of men doing so than young women.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is the thing that is challenging, as you know, is that, you know, like a bird getting out of the nest and learning to fly, there are processes and steps that must be made. And if our children are being coddled and allowed to stay at home, you know, we do them a grand disservice. I mean, you know, this has been a generation of, you know, everybody gets a trophy just for showing up and, you know, this kind of thing. And oh, we have to be sensitive to their feelings and all this, we've gone overboard with it. And it's interesting, you know, that our generation, you know, the parents have contributed to this. And, you know, it reminds me, Andrew, of this story of a grandfather and a son. And a grandfather and a grandson who were walking out of the woods one day, and they came across a cocoon. And the little boy says, well, what is that? And he goes, well, you know, that's going to be a butterfly. You know, this is a caterpillar, and he goes in he's going to be metamorphosed, going to turn into this beautiful butterfly. Oh, Grandpa, can we take him home? Can we take him home? No. It needs to be, you know, developed here in, you know, in the woods. This is their natural habitat. Oh, come on. I want to see it. Let me take it. I promise I won't touch it. I just want to look and see. And so finally the grandfather relents at the insistence of the young boy, takes him home, and then, you know, puts him up there on his shelf. And then the boy is observing this caterpillar, and one morning gets up and he sees, you know, the caterpillar is, you know, I mean, you know, that it's starting to break through its shell. And the boy is tormented and thinks, oh, my goodness, you know, I've got to, you know, he must be dying or something. I've got to help him. And in the process, he goes in and breaks open the shell and releases the butterfly. Well, the butterfly, you know, tries to fly, crashes and burns, And the boy is upset because now the butterfly is dead, and he's crying. Goes to his grandfather, and his grandfather says, "What happened?" And he says, "Well, the butterfly, you know, it was struggling. It needed help, and it's dead." And the grandfather says, "Well, you promised me that you weren't going to touch it." He says, "You don't understand." He says, "That butterfly battling through its casing, that's what strengthens its wings so it lives and it's strong to live." And the analogy is in our life and what we do sometimes in breaking the shell of our kids. We deprive them of that opportunity.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
You're my defender. You fight for me. I will remember. You're all I need. You are my healer. My remedy. Against the power of being known. And I will not bend alone.
Independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. Andrew Yarrow continues with us, senior fellow at the Progressive Policy Institute, a former reporter for the New York Times, also taught U.S. history at the American University, is author of four previous books. Andrew, the last Yarrow I knew was Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul, and Mary. There's no relationship, right?
No relationship. People ask all the time.
I'm glad people ask you that, because I thought about that the last time we talked. I go, Yarrow, I mean, the last one I knew, Peter, Paul, and Mary, maybe you crack out your guitar, we start singing together, you know? Just
That's sort of a mixed history himself. Maybe
yes.
A good folk singer, but got into a lot of trouble with a young girl.
Yeah, this is, this is all part of our human failings that we can run into here. And I think the whole story of all this is that if you're going to be true to yourself, what your book has prompted me to really reconsider again is, operating in our proper lane, that there is a lane, some would call it a destiny, that we're to operate in. And if we're true to that lane that has been designed for us, it seems to go well consistently. Not that it's all perfect, but that, our sense of happiness and fulfillment is increased as a result of, being true to who, we are to be. And I guess that's what gives me hope for men, for men out, men on the sidelines of American life in your book that you're talking about, is that, this is a snapshot. This is a current condition of it. But I know also that you want these men that find themselves on the sideline to appreciate that it isn't over, is it?
No, that's right. But, sadly, it's been building for a long time, and it's hard to see, positive change happening. Hate to be a downer here, but, among the many young men I interviewed and parents of young men, there were guys like a 31-year-old in L.A. who his parents were well-to-do, went to the University of California, and then he kind of became lost around age 27 and didn't know what he wanted to do, and, said he feels unsettled, but, he doesn't have any income. He says he doesn't want to take, as he put it, crappy entry-level jobs, making $35,000, and, perhaps because he was cosseted, perhaps because of helicopter parents, he said, I have high opinions of my abilities, but maybe I'm fooling myself. Mm-hmm. So should I take a crappy job? And, there are a lot of guys, young guys, struggling in this sort of way. And, also in the interviews I did for my book, Man Out, I talked with a number of people in the Army, recruiters, basic training commanders, and one guy at Fort Jackson, a basic training commander, said to me, talked about gaming, and young men, who've been addicted to gaming, don't have the attention span as in previous generations, don't have the motivation. They don't know how to be on the team. Mm-hmm. And, there were other sentiments like that. So it's, there have been culture changes that have really not been for the best for many, many young men and many older men.
Yeah, as we mentioned, there's been a lot of conditioning that's taken place, whether it's in the movies or television series, things that we've been exposed to, video games and on, and the culture itself. I think the gentleman that you talked about, the 30-something-year-old graduating from the University of California, is typical. And I think that this is maybe part and parcel, not that I want to be super critical about academia, because I can be in certain places, but it sets them up for an unfair expectation. Because I find myself often when I'm having discussions with kids like this, I'm saying, look, you got to understand, you have got to get in the game. That's how you learn. even if it is a crappy job. Because I'll tell you, my first broadcast job that I had to take was working midnight to six at a country radio station when fortunately country music was evolving from country and western to country. But that was the last thing in my mind. And it was a cut in pay. I mean, it was a third of what I was used to making. But I knew that I had to get in the game and to understand the mechanics of the industry so that I could grow. It was, you know, in a sense, it's like, look, at you go back in your first couple of years in college and you take all these mandatory general ed classes. And the purpose of those is to, you know, because sometimes when you come into college, you know, and I think this is a disservice to the kids that come in, is they don't know what their major is. They may have an idea, but they don't know. And then they go to a general ed class and find out that, hey, you know what? I like philosophy more than being, you know, biology. I thought I was going to be a biologist. I really like the philosophical, you know, genre more so. And that's my interest. And so meanwhile, they start chasing majors and, you know, and getting put in the wrong lane, so to speak, and waste money and time. But, you know, in business and in careers, it's the same thing, I believe. It's almost like you go back to, you know, your freshman class in college again. You go get a general exposure of what's out there, which, you know, I think is exciting. And, you know, Andrew, you know, for me, whenever I have been without a job, I thought, wow, I got a clean sheet of paper. I can do anything. That's exciting. And right. As my old pastor friend would say, he says, look, if you're out of a job, you still have 40 hours a week, you know, 40 hours a week of work. And your new job when you're out of work is to find a new job. Spend 40 hours doing that instead of dropping out, getting depressed. You've got to stay active, keep your mind active, keep your skill set, you know, active and that sort of thing. And I thought that was great wisdom.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, like your story, you know, I'd gotten my master's degree and I took a first job as a copy boy at the Times, kind of doing scut work.
Right.
And, you know, saw it as paying my dues to move up. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of young people, young men in particular, feel entitled, like, you know, they should have the world by the time they're 25. And when they don't, you know, they're depressed around women, they're angry, they, you know, often fall into drugs, gaming. And, you know, it's not a pretty picture. As I talk about in my book, I mean, there are a lot of health problems, too, for men, particularly young men and older men, over 50 men, you know, with high suicide rates. You know, you've got extremely high overdose death rates among young men, twice the rate among young women. And, you know, these are guys who, in many ways, are just lost and lost to our society. And as you say, we need them. We need them as a country. We can't let a third or a fifth of our population, of our male population, just disappear.
Yeah. What do they have to contribute? You know, and what is their personal story, and how does it fit into the tapestry of this American culture? And to me, I hate to consider a tapestry with a big missing piece because we have failed them in some sort of way. And I appreciate, Andrew, what you've written here, and you know, Dr. Farrell the same way, and your heart in doing this, that we're keeping this conversation alive, because this is something that we need to have, and there needs to be that encouragement out to these young men. Look, you may be on the sideline today, but you know what? You're not off the team. You're still on the team, and we need you on the field, right?
Yeah, that's exactly why I use the term sidelines. I mean, you know, you don't have to be on the sidelines all the time.
Exactly.
You could move back onto the field.
That's right. Well, Andrew, we got to leave it right there. Andrew Yarrow on Bill Martinez.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad.
She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump now going after Robert Mueller, the special prosecutor who yesterday said that President Trump's former campaign chairman Paul Manafort broke his plea deal by lying to investigators in the Russia probe. Today on Twitter, the president describes Mueller as, quote, only looking at one side and not the other. He says his team is, quote, ruining lives for them refusing to lie. He also once again called the probe a, quote, phony witch hunt. On another matter,
and I said, you know, this country's done a lot for General Motors. You better get back in there soon.
That's President Trump telling reporters what he told General Motors CEO Mary Barra after learning that GM is going to shut down 5 plants in the U.S. and Canada and cut nearly 15,000 jobs. A bombing's killed 3 American service members in Afghanistan today. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, as always, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is time. I know you've been waiting for this. You've been waiting for the Motor Trend 2019 award-winning car, truck, and sports utility of the year awards. And here to give it all up is Mark Rechten with us right now. A little bit of Mark's background, as you may know. He's been on the forefront of automotive news and analysis for 25 years, a multiple award-winning journalist for his coverage of the automotive industry. Mark has been in reporting, editing, and leadership roles for business, consumer, and enthusiast automotive titles. Mark, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm really excited for this announcement. It's a big deal for us.
Yeah, this is awesome. We've been looking forward to it, so glad you're here to break the news. So how does Motor Trend select the car, truck, and SUV of the year?
Oh, it takes many months, and this year we had a total field of 81 entrants. It takes a couple months to set up the testing at the various automaker proving grounds. We can do the kind of testing you can't do on public roads. In the case of SUV of the year, that also includes creating an off-road site that is beyond what most people would ever consider taking their crossover vehicle onto. Once we complete those tests, though, we do go out on public roads, and we analyze the things that would probably drive people nuts about their car, you know, after about 6 months. So we do some really accelerated wear and tear. We tested things like how smart does the smart cruise control actually behave when you get cut off by the person in front of you. You know, how does the suspension react when going over railroad crossings at an angle? Things like that. All the various little things that you'll never discover in a test drive, and we go deep. And what we discover is really enlightening.
Well, that has got to be amazing. And, Mark, when you first started this to where you are today, you know, through all this testing, as you said, this has been quite evolutionary, has it not?
Well, Motor Trend first did car of the year in 1949. So we're going into our 70th year. And as technology has improved, we have evolved our testing with it. I mean, I think in the old days you might have used stopwatches for 0 to 60. Now we have V-boxes that are satellite and GPS based that will get your acceleration, your lateral acceleration, braking times down to the nearest inch and, you know, tenth of a mile per hour. So the precision of our data is beyond reproach right now. It's really sensational stuff.
Well, you know, it takes months to break all this down, to do all the investigating. As you say, you drill deep on all these. And, of course, you know, with the technology today, it demands, you know, technological measurement devices, does it not?
Yeah, and, you know, some of the analysis is qualitative, some is quantitative. You know, we look into things like, you know, advancement in design, and we look into fuel efficiency, which we also test. We look at value. We look at, you know, things that are going to be going through a lot of owners' heads when they're shopping for a vehicle. And the one that it really boils down to is what we call performance of intended function, which is essentially, does the vehicle do what it has set out to do?
Right.
And has it succeeded its mission? It's the one way that we can level the playing field when you have entrants that are as diverse as, you know, from 20,000 to 150,000. People say, how can you compare those two? Really easy. Performance of intended function.
Yeah. No, I like that. Does it fulfill its promise? I think that's what consumers want whenever they purchase anything, is that, you know, their value is determined by, did it fulfill its promise?
Yeah, and that's you know, that's what we set out to do. I mean, we're pros. Our team of analysts and testers have a combined, I'm going to feel old here, two centuries of combined experience at doing this.
Wow.
So we know what we're doing. This is not something where we just grab a bunch of cars and do joyriding for an afternoon. This is a several month long process, and by the end of it, we are exhausted, but absolutely satisfied and absolutely positive of who we have as chosen as winners.
Well, and this is why Motor Trend's awards have been so respected, because of all the hard work you guys have been doing, Mark.
Yeah, it's something that we take a lot of pride in, and it's something that I think a lot of automakers look at and say, you know, Motor Trend actually has the guts to pick a winner. And not to throw too much shade on the competition, but, you know, other ones like to do, you know, 10 best. You know, it's like, yeah, there's a lot of cars. And it's really easy to get a list of, you know, 10 best cars or, you know, 15 cool cars or whatever and call it a day. Taking it to that next level, to break it down to, you know, 7 or 3 finalists, even that's hard. But to take the stand, to pick the one winner, really requires a level of expertise and data crunching, anecdotal and empirical, to make the right decision.
Okay, time to open up the envelopes. Let's look and see the 2019 Car of the Year, according to Motor Trend. It is?
Yes, the 2019 Motor Trend Car of the Year is the Genesis G70. And this is a big deal because this is the first of the year award winner by a Korean car company. This Genesis is Hyundai's luxury brand, similar to Lexus with Toyota. But they've only been on the market for a few years. They've got a couple other sedans out there, sort of tentatively sticking their toe in the water. But the G70 is a really bold statement. It goes up against real stalwarts like the BMW 3 Series, Mercedes C-Class, Audi A4, Alfa Romeo Giulia. I mean, these are established, historic, legendary competitions that they're going up against. And they walk right in, they kick them in the shins. It's really impressive. The G70 is smooth, it's refined, it handles great, it's got a great 3.3-liter twin-turbo engine. I mean, it rips. Wow. And perhaps the best thing about it is its value story. Much like Lexus did when it came into the market 30 years ago, the Genesis provides an awful lot of content and performance and value for a much less price. You can get into a Genesis, either a loaded 2-liter turbo 4 or the higher-end 3.3-liter twin-turbo for around $45,000. That's $5,000, $7,000, sometimes $10,000 less than any of those German or Japanese competitors. It's a really impressive value statement.
Wow, excellent. Okay, envelope number two. Let's take a look at Motor Trend's 2019 Truck of the Year.
Motor Trend's 2019 Truck of the Year is the Ram 1500. And again, this is a big deal. I think a lot of people like to keep the pickup truck shopping list to Ford or Chevy, depending on what your grandpa and his grandpa owned. Well, everybody, you need to take a look at the Ram because this thing is spectacular. Full-size trucks have really evolved in the last couple of decades in terms of payload and towing capacity. So now it's more the next level things that evolve the experience of actually owning a truck. And the Ram does a couple of really great things. They have an independent rear suspension, a coil spring rear suspension with an optional air suspension that turns what normally would be a hobby horse pickup truck ride into something more akin to a luxury sedan. You just cruise down the road. It's effortless. It's beautiful. And then you get into a regular pickup truck, and it's, wow, what's this? Another cool thing is the inside of the Ram is laid out in such a way, whether it's the infotainment system or the way all the nooks and crannies and cubbies and storage areas are arrayed, you can translate this into your home office on wheels. It is perfectly laid out. It's smartly done. The infotainment system works great. It has Apple CarPlay and Android Auto for you smartphone users. Just really, really sharp. And then it even has an Echo statement in that it's the first of any pickup truck to have a hybrid motor, which not only smooths acceleration, but also improves fuel economy. So many, many plus ones on this list for Ram, absolutely deserving the win. Unanimous choice by our judges.
Wow, that's great. This isn't your grandfather's truck anymore, especially when you get inside the cab itself. I mean, it is a spectacular carrier of modern-day technology and instrumentation, right?
It's fantastic. They do things with this truck that are, you know, you wouldn't have seen it 10 years ago. And I think a lot of people, they own their trucks for a long time. And that's why I would really recommend people take a look at the Ram 1500, because it's transformative when you get into it. You just see it and you say, wow, I had no idea a truck could do this.
Wow. Well, Mark Recton, executive editor for Motor Trend magazine, we're into the third envelope, the final one. I anticipate a big drum roll here as we open up the envelope for Motor Trend's 2019 Sport Utility of the Year.
Yes, Motor Trend's 2019 Sport Utility of the Year is the Jeep Wrangler. And this is a staff favorite as well. And not just for the really, you know, basic anecdotal reasons of nostalgia, although it really does a good nostalgia play. But the important thing is, while it keeps true its roots and it definitely has strengthened its go-anywhere off-road ability, the better part is what it has done on-road. This is something that has, you know, really made the ride back from the mountain just as much fun as the ride to the mountain. Other cool things, the way you can peel off the body panels is so much easier now if you want to go on a cruise down to the beach.
Well, that is awesome. Well, congratulations to Motor Trend. Great job again. 70th year choosing the car, SUV, and truck of the year. Motor Trend's 2019 announcement. Mark Recton, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Congratulations and all the great work.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
God help me.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, great to have you back with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. And we've got Heather DeSantis joining us now. She is a top millennial publicist, Miss Ohio International, CEO of Press Demand, and CEO of Publicity for Good, a purpose-driven public relations firm. Heather, good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm really good, and I'm excited to be on the show because I've loved your show for so long. So it's exciting to be here.
Well, that's very sweet of you. I appreciate that. Well, we, as you know about the show, we're committed to pursuing the truth no matter where we can. We want to bless our audience. I often say, you know, kiddingly, but truthfully, we are givers. I mean, we want to add to people's day, not take away. And today is a real special day with Giving Tuesday. I mean, it's kind of a capstone that really, you know, catapults us into the rest of this, Christmas season, I believe. I mean, it started with, you know, Thanksgiving, kind of helped to set the mood, you know, set aside all the political conversation around the dining tables that most people avoided. But, you know, that set aside, we have so much to be thankful for in this country. And if we think not for a moment, I know people have mixed ideas. All you have to look at is the southern border of our country and seeing people who just, you know, I mean, I say they're dying to get in here. I mean, that's an overused word, but their passion and desire to come into this country, that should remind us again how blessed we are that people have left their own country that they were born and raised in. And that would love to be a part, and hopefully, I mean, you know, we say for people who want to be a part of the American culture that they want to add to the proposition of this great American experiment. And if they do get that opportunity, that they add to, not take away.
No, I totally agree. And with Black Friday just happening and Cyber Monday, I think today being National Giving Tuesday is such an amazing way to really reset the intentions and our heart and kind of get us back to the season and, you know, even thinking ahead, how can we be more giving? I mean, last year, More than $300 million was brought in for charities in the U.S. just through National Giving Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that's so
and
cool, I think, Heather, the thing that leverages it even more is these organizations have set this up as a pivotal day. They have added funding. I mean, I am getting deluged with, you know, requests from people who have matching funds, some as many as five times. So whatever you offer, you know, if you give a $20 donation, that leverages to $100 worth of value to the charity. I mean, this is huge what they've been able to do, right?
I know, and I think I feel like most times people will think, oh, I need to formally donate $10,000 or I need to go to a gala and donate this amount of money, but I really feel like this is leveling the playing field and even reminding people that $5, $10, you know, that does add up with the compound effect. And I think this is a great way that allows everyone to give a little instead of just focusing on the small percent that gives the most.
Exactly. And the thing is, we know, maybe from experience, that, you know, as the Bible says, better to give than receive. And, you know, and that's almost counterintuitive, you know, especially if you're holding on to something, you know, so tightly that you can't appreciate that dynamic. But this is why people look forward to and participate so wholeheartedly on Giving Tuesday around, you know, across this country because of how they are blessed, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a beautiful thing. And when I even look back at my life and how I got into tithing, like literally by giving, donating and tithing, my stress has lowered. And literally time and time again, like what's on the other end of giving is always better. Mm-hmm. So I know that to be so true.
And you don't know that unless you have experienced it. You may have heard that. You may have gone to church and they may have told you, yeah, I'll get to it. Or maybe, you know, you set it aside. But when you truly are, as you say, intentional to that end, it's quite liberating, and the thing that controls you, that had controlled you previously, this, you know, search for money and, you know, and all that, you know, it kind of takes a back seat to your life, and you realize that is not the be-all and end-all, is it?
No, and it's an exciting time because I feel that people are so hungry for positivity and truth, and it's an exciting time, and you even look at companies. A lot of companies are matching for Social Giving Tuesday, but a for good component, how do you treat your employees? What's your mission? Mm-hmm. It's so crucial today than ever before.
Well, you know, and I'm glad you brought that up because as you write, 80% of millennials in the U.S. believe a business needs to have a genuine purpose, right?
Absolutely. And genuine purpose. And how do you treat your employees and where does the product come from and how are the workers treated? It's just a whole new way of thinking and I think care for humanity and people.
These are questions that weren't asked before, and we can be grateful, you know, to the millennials who are asking that question and the reports that are coming up that you don't want to be involved in the blood diamond industry.
No.
You want to make sure that everything that you're doing, you know, because when you work for a company, your heart and soul is for that company, right? And what lessens that is when you realize that, hey, the company is not being true to itself. It's cheating. It's compromising. And when that happens, whether it's millennials, I say anybody of any age, you feel less than, and you don't want to be a part of that kind of endeavor, do you?
Absolutely not. But it's an exciting time, and I really encourage listeners and organizations and businesses to figure out what's their opinion of today and how can they give and get others around them excited about giving.
Again, because of the payoff, I mean, you know, that it will serve you well and you will be blessed as a result of doing this. And people before you, I mean, Giving Tuesday has been around for, you know, for quite a while. And again, I just think this is just a real neat capstone and kind of the, you know, the slingshot into the remaining Christmas season that we have to look forward to as we head into Advent in preparation of the Christmas of Christmas Day and the reminder of, you know, what it's all about here. And it really is about peace and love for all. And if we live that, then we're not fighting for that last parking space at the mall, are we?
Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not.
Well, for you, Heather, as Miss Ohio International, I mean, this gives you an incredible platform for you to speak into, you know, the lives of young girls like yourself and others. What is your main message that you continue, you know, your mission that you continue to hammer out as you experience these various speaking platforms?
Sure. So the root of it, I was a Girl Scout until I was 18. Mm-hmm. Take that. And then my dad died on Christmas, my senior year of high school, and little had a head injury. And I have had many trials that I've gone through, but I have found that whenever I have been able to immediately put myself in service and start volunteering and just give back to the struggle that I went through, it's always been very fulfilling. So when my dad passed away 2 weeks later, I started teaching art therapy for kids, young kids who are going through the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think, unfortunately, we all have pain, and I think it's so important to come to realize that we go through it for a reason. It makes you stronger, and you have such a beautiful message and impact that you can then use to help others. And it doesn't have to be perfect. You don't have to know what to say. It's just you understanding someone else's pain because you went through it. It's pretty remarkable.
It's your own personal story, and that is one that comes from your heart. And in that process of telling that story, I think it's interesting that God uses things like this and opportunities like what you just explained as being instruments of our healing in this process.
It's, as
a dear friend said, Bill, you never get over it. You get through it, but you never get over it. Right. And so how do you get through it? And is there a way in the most, you know, devastating experience that you've ever experienced? Is there a way, considering that you can get through it, be healed, and heal others at the same time? I mean, this is the way God operates. This is why it's so important that we maintain that relationship one with another, that, you know, we love our neighbors as ourselves, because we just never know who has that missing puzzle piece that we need at that critical moment, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Heather, as we wrap things up here, I appreciate you coming on the show and talking about Giving Tuesday. I'm going to turn it over to you and, you know, let you summarize a closing pitch for today. It's such a great day to count our blessings and to bless others and to participate. And as you say, no matter the amount, I mean, this is the beauty of this is, you know, even small donations, they all add up and they make an impact, don't they?
No, absolutely. No, closing out, it's funny, on Sunday at church, the message really about is the power of the invite, and how if you invite one person to church, it can literally change a family and legacy. And I do the same thing with giving and getting others excited about tithing.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.